In the gospel reading today, we hear about this encounter with St. Mary Magdalene and with our blessed Lord. And what is important to recognize in this is what these women saw. In this particular account, it doesn't say, for instance, as we see in other places, don't touch me, I've not yet, ascended to my Father, and so on. But what is important is it says they approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. They worshiped him, is what that says. They recognized that he is God, which again, in this particular account, they recognized him right away. They don't tell, like St. John, that she thought he was the gardener and didn't recognize him. St. Matthew doesn't have that part in there. The recognition is right there. But it's not just the recognition that this is Jesus. There is a recognition that he is God. That is the part that is most important. And so he is risen from the dead. God, I suppose you could say, could raise whomever he wants from the dead. And there are those various accounts of people who were raised from the dead. We have some in the Old Testament. Remember the little boy who died that Elijah brought back? Somebody who died, they threw the body into the cave where Elisha's bones were, and when the guy touched Elisha's bones, he came back to life. You got the three people that Jesus brought back from the dead. The son of the widow of Nain, and the little girl, Tabitha, and then, of course, Lazarus. But you have to remember, none of these people were resurrected. They were resuscitated. Maybe for us today, that doesn't mean a whole lot because we're kind of accustomed to people being resuscitated. You can call the paramedics, they can put the paddles on their chest and oftentimes bring them back. They didn't have that in the ancient world. When somebody came back from the dead, especially somebody like Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days already, so it's not like, okay, maybe he wasn't really dead, but something had happened, they thought he was dead. No, that's not the case. These people were really dead, but they were brought back to life. But they all had to die again. Death has no more power over Jesus. He is resurrected, not resuscitated. There is an entire difference. And there had to be something in this, which again, St. Matthew doesn't go into it. But there had to be something that these ladies understood. Remember, they, number one, did not believe in the resurrection. You have to remember there is only one person on the face of the earth who believed in the resurrection, and that was our Blessed Lady. The faith of the church stayed alive in one person in those days when Jesus was in the tomb, and that was Our Lady. These women came to anoint his body. They didn't expect he was going to rise from the dead. They brought all these things to be able to anoint him. So they weren't looking at him as God. They didn't have that full understanding as yet. And so all these things that are going on, but something happened that just like when Thomas looked at our Lord's wounds and could say, my Lord and my God, Mary Magdalene could look at Jesus and worship him. She didn't worship Lazarus, who was raised from the dead, but she worshiped Jesus. She had not worshiped him before. Nowhere do we hear anything like that. And again, she may be the Mary that either cried on our Lord's feet or if it was Lazarus' sister that had washed our Lord's feet or put the oil on his feet and wiped them with her hair again. It could be the same person. But whether it is or not, we of course know that Mary Magdalene had been possessed She had lived a very unfortunate life. She was possessed by seven demons that our Lord exorcised from her. So there was gratitude on her part. Just as today, if there is somebody who is possessed, they would probably be grateful to their exorcist who got rid of the stuff. But they're not going to worship the exorcist. And the exorcist isn't going to say, look what I did. Because every exorcist knows it wasn't me. It is the Lord. So all of them point beyond themselves. So there's something here that is totally different. Because even though Mary Magdalene had been freed from the demonic things, she didn't worship Jesus. That understanding that he is God was not yet there. But something that she saw, obviously, helped her to know that this was God. Why else would she worship him? So again, something for us to be able to look at as we consider the resurrection from the dead, that it is something obviously beyond our ability, and it is only God who can do this. Talked yesterday about the extraordinary nature of this, that as we think about the power that was there and some of the new research that people are doing with the Shroud of Turin, and one of the scientists working on it said that the flash of light that would have made that image on the shroud would have required something that would literally, and this is a scientist saying this isn't me, 10 quadrillion watts of power. Can't even imagine 10 quadrillion watts of power. That's what he's saying in order to make that. For less than a hundredth of a second, but 10 quadrillion watts. We look at that and we say, this is something only God can do. There is nothing that the humanity of Jesus had to do with this. It is his humanity that was raised from the dead, but his human nature didn't do it. His divinity did. And so that is where we have to keep reminding ourselves that yes, Jesus is fully human. He is also fully divine, and that he is a divine person. He is not a human person. As a human nature, he is not a human person. He is a divine person from all eternity, and a person can only be one person. You can't be two. So he's not both a divine person and a human person. That's a heresy called Nestorianism, and it would make Jesus the perfect schizophrenic as well. That doesn't work. And so he is a divine person from all eternity. He cannot change. And so therefore it is the divine person who rose from the dead, who brought his humanity into the resurrection, not brought his humanity back to life. That would be a resuscitation. This is something entirely different. And so, for instance, when Lazarus was brought out of the grave, there's no burn marks on any of the things that Lazarus was wrapped up in. He wasn't resurrected. Only Jesus was. And then, of course, we have some of the saints that we hear from St. Matthew whose graves were open, and they too rose. That's fine. But it is by the power of God. That's what we have to look at. It is the Lord, because he is God, who did this. And that's where we have to put our focus, just with St. Mary Magdalene. Yes, we recognize it was the humanity of Christ right there in front of her. It was his human body that was united to his glorified human soul. But it was his divinity that allowed this to happen. And so we recognize that, we acknowledge it, and just like St. Mary Magdalene, we get down on our knees and we worship him.